Okay, anybody else? Because the you, if you're on here and you don't want to say your name, that's fine. But I have to keep an accounting of who shows up, who wants to be known as showing up, for, among other things, for committee membership. So there. So anybody else? Hearing none. Jack DePalma, you have the floor.
Thank you, R. Paul, for the clarification. I've heard that clarification a number of times, and I'm sure it's very difficult to get five different business managers, or should I say three different business managers, and what we do in New York City to coordinate. I think a lot of the other stations don't coordinate. They just do what they want to do. Just to directly ask the question I was going to ask before, Bertol, have we seen a rise in membership or an increase in listenership and membership? Anything to report about that?
Actually, there has been a steep decrease in listenership since end of March or beginning of April, which is reflective of what's happening throughout the network. NPR and NYC, they all have had over 50%, 60% decrease in membership because people are not driving. They're staying home watching MSNBC.
How about the membership? Have we been getting more new members or the same?
I haven't really ran that data, which is one of the reasons why I am thinking of going into Allegiance, because it's a lot of work to run that data, whereas if you can just plug in dates and then run a report. So that's what I'm considering, yeah. But Buddy has been steady, bringing in $18,000 a month. I have to wait to see what happens this month. But I think we're doing okay with the BI Buddy, which is kind of surprising. We have people that come and go. But overall, we're doing rather okay with BI Buddy.
Bertol, just another small question. Did anybody ever consider something more advanced than a buddy, like a friend of WBAI, not $20, but $50, $100, pretty much?
Per month? Yeah, they can give whatever they want. It's just that it's – it's challenging. It's challenging because you're basically almost a part-time or full-time person managing that. If you're looking at a lot of other project and program like this, they manage this. You know, they send a regular correspondence to the buddies based on what they're supporting, that kind of stuff. And for us, they give them different programming, different tidbits of information. We don't have any of that stuff. Like the ability to give people a discount and trace their discount and so forth and so on in different venues. We don't have something sophisticated. We just basically have a buddy system. So that's what we also want to boost up going forward. In the future, to the Allegiance, and so we're really looking into that, and trying to think about the loss of staff we just experienced. If we want to have somebody specifically doing really part time, focused and dedicated solely on building that platform, it's a whole platform. There are software that just do that. And we don't have anything sophisticated like that.
Thank you.
Bertold, could you tell us a little bit about this Alliance thing? It's a tracking software, is that it?
It is a membership software. It is built for radio. It's like a Memsys 10.0, with Windows, drop down search thing and, that kind of stuff, like window Memsys.
Okay.
Yeah.
That tells me what it is.
Yeah.
Hope it's better than Memsys. All right. So I have Jack DePalma, and I think that runs out the stack that I had. Does anybody else want to talk to the general, ask the general manager
Michael
questions or whatever
back
about the budget?
Well, I just want to make a suggestion, Mario.
Okay.
All right, it's about telephones. I heard the volunteers want to, you know, might do something with volunteers. Please look into and consider T-Mobile. They have a sign on their stores now. You can get four lines for $25 a month. And I think you buy the phones up front, but it pays for the months ahead. I could find out and get back to everybody. And then I know for a fact you can get a phone for free for $15 a month. But what they require is you buy this $150 phone, but that goes towards your monthly payment, you know. So you'll get 15 into 150 bucks. That's how many months you'll get. And then after that, it's $15 a month. Per month, maybe tax, you know, so it's like $18 a month. And you get a voicemail with each phone. That's not that you need it. The phones can be wiped and sanitized. The volunteers can use them. And then there's this four-line thing, $25 a month, unlimited talk and text. And, I mean, that's pretty cheap. And, you know, each phone comes with a plug. So the person can just plug it in and they could be on the phone. And you can put the phone on speaker. They don't have to hold it up to their head. They can use earplugs. Yeah. All right. That was my suggestion.
Yeah, thank you. I think Grayson is working on that right now with Earl Maitland. You know, like, you know, they bought some, you know, kind of cell phone. Also, Bassi had suggested that we get just a handset cell phone for the station that we ordered, you know, and then it hasn't been delivered yet for, you know, a lot of delay in delivery. But we're working on, yeah, connecting the call-in pledge line to cell phones so people can be dispersed throughout and then use it and take the calls. So we're working on that. Yeah. And by the way, the BI Buddy as of right now is 15,000 this month. It was 18,000 last month. So we're 2,000 short, couple of days usually. Another 5 or 6 days, we'll probably be at 18,000. Surprisingly, we are keeping up with the Buddy.
Okay, so you think that... You think that by end of August, will show 18K the way July and previous months did?
Yeah, it'll be close to that, yeah. We have four more days, usually 2,000.
Yeah, we have four more days for $3,000.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me remind everybody, I have 10 o'clock right now, and we are discussing at this particular time the agenda item of the WBAI FY21 budget. So it's okay to ask about how things are, because those are the actuals. But if anybody has any questions about the budget, please, you know, pipe up on that. And in a few more minutes here, we're going to need a motion to say how we're going to probably send this to the LSB. And I'll discuss that when we get to that. All right? Is there anybody else who has more on the budget for the general manager?
I have Sharon.
Okay. Sharon Salam, go ahead.
I just want to know if when you do the budget and then you compare it with what's coming in and out, does that have to be balanced?
Yeah, it's actually, the budget is pretty, you know, there are not too many changes, you know. I mean, we are a very unstable network, but the one stable thing about us is the budget over a couple of years. I mean, besides the revenue, you know, going down since Hurricane Sandy steadily, but you know, like you see very clearly what comes in regularly, like this past 3 or 4 years, is regular money coming in, and we compare this year to the previous year. You see, we average, you know, during the fund drive, we used to average about $7,450 per day for a 30-day drive. Usually, it's a little below $7,500, so we used to have an extra 5 days to the drive to make up for the difference. What I would say, though, is that I would strongly suggest that for the budget, you know, the biggest argument and discussion is about whether or not we're going to make the listener support money through the pledge drive and all of that stuff. But most of the other stuff are pretty legit. The BI Buddy, we're projecting $180,000 a year. That's about $15,000 a month, and we're doing better than that. We have under-projected it. Community events, we were projected $43,000 for the year. That's questionable since COVID-19, but I projected we'll start making money with events starting in January, February of 2020. So we, I think, you know, 3 or 4 months from now. 3 or 4 months from now, you know, we'll be in a better situation to be able to have events. But I did not predict the competence of our government. So we're not sure about that. But it's still 43,000. You know, I didn't project a high. The other thing that, you know, that so besides that, so that's always the revenue, you know. We don't put grants and bequests in there. I only put 35,000 projection. Our average has been 207. Last year was 270. This year it's like, you know, I don't know, 5,000. Pending 220,000. If they come before September 30th, it will be in. And our expenses are always the same. I mean, as far as salaries, board expense, which is between 2,000 and zero, administrative expenses, programming expense, development expense, you know, development expenses, fund drive expenses, you know, the things that, and then central service. The things that are unstable, not really unstable, is like, for example, we spend a little more money this year on consultant. And then people are like, wow, you know. And then, you know, when you look at it, we spent a good chunk of money, $20,000-something, on building the studio. And then most of it wasn't even salary or paying people to do it. It's just equipment. So you can probably change that. You know, it was basically a consultant who did all of that, spent all the money, and then we reimbursed the person. So, you know, so besides that big expense last year on building that studio, and the expenses are the same. They're the same every year. So we could actually even go and approve the expenses and say that we have doubts about the revenue. We still need to think about it because we need a couple of more weeks or months to figure out, you know, if the fund drive model is going to work, if as COVID fades away, you know, or if it gets stronger, will people be afraid to give us money? Or if it fades away, will people always start sending money again? Or if nothing else is going to change? So these are the basic questions we have all the time. And now that we have our audit done, are we going to be able to get to file on time, to get more grants from, you know, New York of the arts and that kind of stuff?
All right. Yeah, that would be good, Bertold, except there's a timeline. And we can't take that much more time on setting up the budgets. The timeline calls for this stuff to get done in September. And it would probably be good if we could pass this on to the LSB. The thing is, we're going to have to... I mean, what we've done in the past sometimes is we look at the budgets and we don't all really agree that the budgets are great. And what we can do is instead of a motion to recommend the budget to the LSB, we could have a motion to pass it to the LSB, to send it to the LSB without an actual endorsement. And, you know, then we can bring it up to the NFC if it passes. The LSB can decide to pass it with whatever caveats it pleases, and then it would go to the NFC, and the NFC is going to deal with it the way it deals with the other budgets, which all have this same thing. I should point out, KPFA is the only station in Pacifica that is in the black right now. Everybody else is in the red. All four stations are in the red. So there's stuff going on in the big wide world that's affecting all of it. The COVID-19 stuff is killing KPFT because they make a lot of dough off events, outdoor events. So this stuff is hitting everybody. So revenue is dicey all over. So what I'm going to do right here is I'm going to make a motion.
I had asked for the stack.
Again? Well, why don't I make a motion and you can be on the stack, okay?
No, I had asked her to be on the stack when the GM was speaking before the last person's question.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, Berthold, if the problems with the income over the past, I think you said 3 months, you think you might have lost 50,000?
Yeah, 3.5 weeks.
Oh, it's 3 weeks. Okay.
Yes.
50,000 through the... the call center.
Yes.
How likely, really, is it that those hoped for numbers are going to hold? Because I just do not see other station areas being willing or able to accept us being, you know, almost $100,000 over budget if things go as planned. And, you know, of course, things don't always.
You're saying what? How much is it that?
Aside from the problem that
mm-hmm.
you've just discovered in terms of how they're handling the calls or whatever the case is, how likely do you think that we will really be able to keep even to the numbers that you've been anticipating?
We were really pretty close to our goals July 27th and August the 3rd. The idea was to make about $25,000 a week. So we were thinking that we average about $3,500 a day. You know, about 2-3 hours of pitching a day between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. So, you know, we were actually, pitching less hours than we had projected. We were pitching 18 hours as opposed to 25 hours a week. And the first week, we made $18,000. The second week, we were already at 23,218 hours. And the third week, we were at 15,000, but we had 11 hours of pitching. So, you know, like it seems clear that the amount of money we raise is, directly related to how many hours are we pitching? You know, like, so if we're pitching 20 hours a week, so 20 hours divided by 7, that gives you an idea of, you know, how many hours of pitching a day. So let's say 22 divided by 7. So that's about 3 hours a day on an average. We can be close to our goals. And the thing about this thing is that we don't do any pitching at all from 10 p.m. on until 5 a.m. You know, and we can always add another hour or something like that, or do a day special to catch up on 1 week or so. You know, but the problem is because the call center has been so on that Thursday, August the 13th, you know, it just went crazy. It went down. Like it was obvious there was a problem. You know, it was, yeah. So we cannot really use that those 2 weeks. So we have to start going back again to redoing and evaluating what we're doing. Once we certain the call center is working, you know, we've put a lot of pressure on them, and we've noticed that they paid some attention this past these past 2 days. You know,
okay.
we had food. So I would say that we can be close to making that $25,000 a week. And if we don't, we always have that space to do a 2-day special, you know, something like that, or to do a pitch, some pitch at night after 10 p.m. You know, it seems that based on some arbitrary numbers that Linda is evaluating and reevaluating, that we have a large listenership at like 2 to 5 in the morning, that we can capitalize on. It's interesting.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there's not much going on, so we have our shows, pretty good shows that, you know, have people listening to them.
I think it might be a great idea if we could have the PD join a finance committee meeting to really talk about how she sees the money coming in and, you know, what kind of sense it makes. Or I shouldn't put it that way. Let me say this.
Okay,
whether or not it makes... I'm sorry. Is there a problem here? Whether or not it makes sense to preempt a program, a 25-minute program, you know, and how often they're preempted versus the programs that would be on for an hour or two or sometimes three, and whether or not it makes sense to have, like, a really good top-notch morning program that people actually wake up to hear and then have them hear an ad, you know, in one of those 4 days when you're looking forward to, like, really strong content, and how long you can do that before people stop thinking, okay, I'm going to get up at 6 or whatever, you know. Isn't that kind of undermining relatively new program? And especially how you start your day, because where you start your day makes a difference. If you switch to another station early in the morning, that might just be where you stay, you know. Anyway, so it would be great if the PD, who, you know, is responsible for bringing in the programmatic money, could come to a meeting and really have a conversation with us about that.
Yeah, I didn't really ask.
Not that we're not thrilled with you or anything.
That's a very good point. You know, I didn't really ask her to, like, she's really willing and open. I think she's been at one of those meetings. I told her to listen to understand where we are at financially, even though she hears it from me every day. But we are, you know, she's always struggling with that, those ideas. You know, but she's been spending a lot of time with the morning show host because it seems like they are, especially at 7 a.m., building an audience. And it's always a challenge, you know, to preempt them here and there. Also, the morning show host, you know, because they don't have that many support, they actually like being preempted once out of the 4 days that they do, because it's very exhausting. It's like 2 or 3 people doing the whole thing. So, you know, beefing up, getting more volunteer, and all of that stuff to help in the morning would be excellent, and then they would definitely increase our listenership, and then would set up the day. That's why I did reach out to Errol Maitland at one point, asking him, you know, to consider coming back and collaborating. And so, yes, we are looking at all of these things regularly, you know.
My last point. So it would be really good to have the PD here, and also she can discuss the arbitrons, which, you know, you hear about or in passing conversation, and I pay attention to the meetings. I haven't really heard a substantive discussion about that. But also to really have a staff meeting in which the staff, the folks who do the work, get an opportunity to speak about the kinds of programming they'd like to see us move in the direction and things that they can do off air, which is right now, you know, it's like everything can be accessed on your computer. So what do we as supporters of BAI and supporters of BAI staff, you know, how do we make sure their voices...
Okay, time is being called.
How, 1 second.
We need
Berthold
to move here.
Yeah.
If I could just finish.
Okay, no, we really...
So,
time is being called. And I'm going to move that we extend the time for this meeting by 2 minutes to consider a motion. So that I'm putting that on the floor now. I move to extend the time for this meeting by 2 minutes to consider a motion.
You can't extend time after the end of the meeting. The meeting ended 2 minutes ago.
And so what you want me to do is not have... Are you... All right, no, you don't do it that way. You don't get to run out all the time and say, then we can't make an extension of it.
The response is to my question ran out the time.
I move that we extend the time of this meeting by 2 minutes in order to consider a motion. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay.
No objection.
So there's an objection from someone.
Could you take a vote? Because I don't think one person saying I object is enough to stop me continuing listening to the meeting.
Okay, everybody come to order. What's going to happen then, since it's been objected to, is we will now go to a vote. Give me a second to write this down.
To extend 2 minutes.
The motion is to extend by 2 minutes to consider a motion. And I have the motion. And so what we're going to do is go and do another vote here. And here we go again. All right, the motion, this will require a two-thirds, and the motion is to extend by 2 minutes to consider a motion. Please answer up with
in favor.
William Heerwagon.
No.
Noel Jameson. R. Paul Martin, yes. Matt Mazza.
Yes.
Bertold Reimers.
I don't vote.
Just say abstain, please. Serene Roberts.
On extending?
On extending for 2 minutes to consider a motion.
No, I want to go get the coverage. It has started.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Jack DePalma.
I say yes.
Sharon Salam.
No.
Hazel Pinder.
No.
John Brinkley.
No.
Okay, there are other people who came on who are from the LSB. Would they, Michael White is on. That's one I know. Michael White.
Michael White, yes.
And
Carolyn McIntyre is here.
McIntyre.
Yes.
McIntyre, yes.
Dee Halleck.
Halleck.
Yes.
What? Dee Dee Halleck votes yes.
Anna Garcia, yes. Anna Garcia.
Oh, Anna Garcia.
Yes.
Anna Garcia, are you here?
Did he
yes.
just call her name and say her vote for her? Disgusting.
Anna Garcia, how do you vote?
Let him in the meeting.
Yeah.
Could everybody else but Anna Garcia please refrain from saying stuff right now? Anna Garcia, how do you vote?
Yes, sir, yes.
Okay. Is there anybody else on here who's eligible to vote? And any LSB member is eligible to vote on this. Anybody else who's eligible to vote who hasn't voted?
Sean Rhodes, can you hear me?
Sean Rhodes, I'm sorry, I missed you, Sean. Okay.
I vote yes.
And you vote how?
Yes.
Yes. Anybody else?
This is Alex.
Steinberg. Okay, Alex. Steinberg,
and
how do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Anybody else here from the LSB who wants to vote?
Sure, Bastille.
Twice? Three times? Don't hear anybody. All right. The vote is 11-4, 5 against, 1 abstention, and so that motion to extend passes. Okay. The motion I'm bringing that we will now consider, the motion I'm bringing that we will now consider is this. The local finance committee, that the local finance committee send the draft FY21 budget to the LSB without any recommendations. What that means is that we're not saying this is great, but we're saying this is the budget we have. And then the LSB can do what it pleases with it, and maybe send, well, one way or another, it's going to gutter the NFC no matter what. So that's the motion. And we have maybe a minute for anybody to debate that. Any debate?
I second.
I'm in favor. I would, you know, I think that that's what we need to do. And if that's what you're proposing, I'm behind you. This is Michael White.
If we could use a stack, I'd like to get on the stack.
Yes, Roberts, go ahead.
Okay. So I think having talked about this many times and having spent a lot of time discussing the numbers and some LSB meeting, members seeing the budget for the first time and us hearing from some of them for the first time, welcome and thank you. It's an important responsibility. So glad you're taking it seriously. I think that the committee should make a recommendation and send the recommendation along with the vote by people who are committee members, not just people who are able to vote. So I think the LSB should know that of the regular committee members, X number say yes, X number say no, X number abstain.
Well, you could certainly
tell them
that. I
guess that's an amendment. Hello? Is that an amendment to your motion, Ben Ockel?
No, you an amendment to do what? Send the
right,
roll
well,
call to the LSB. That
send
it
the
is.
Roll.
You want to amend it by saying send a roll call to the LSB.
Send a roll call of the votes of the committee members, not just the LSB members who just glommed onto the call in the past, you know, whatever.
Do we extend for another 5 minutes since the meeting should have been over? Like
no, if we well, we could try that. I'm in favor of.
I'm really wondering.
We hit the wall. We hit the wall.
So can I make a comment?
Go ahead, but you have like seconds.
Okay, seconds. I think passing into the LSB is okay, but there should be a note from the committee. Like this is a softer version of Serene's a note from the committee saying, okay, this is the revenue. These are the places where we are not totally sure, but we know we need to actually even increase that because we have a deficit of X. These are the expenses. The expenses seems to make sense. They match with what we had last year. Actually, it's a little less than last year. Any member can write little comments as far as, you know, their reservations or what they hope to see so that the LSB can have a pretty good picture of what we have been, you know, lamenting and going over. You know, so in other words, it's the same motion, but with a note from the committee members explaining their reservation, not about, you know, the budget itself, but about the possibilities. You know, if we have a bequest, we'll be okay, but if we don't, we, you know, like the $100,000 deficit is a challenge, but, you know, we cannot really count on raising more money than that. Actually, we even think that we might be slightly short. Things like that, I think, as a committee,
right,
we should write that to the LSB as a note underneath.
Mr. Timekeeper, do you have – what time? Are we done?
I have 10:24.
Which I believe is – I think we've used up the 2 minutes, haven't we?
Yes.
All right. Berthold, what you're talking about is what you will be doing at the LSB meeting. So I don't think we need to, you know, all right.
But I don't want to do it
anyway,
by myself.
We have time.
I'd
so unless
like
somebody wants to move to extend the time here, we're going to go to votes on all of this stuff. So if anybody wants to extend the time, they can try it, but it's late. Hearing no motion. The first thing we have is an amendment by Serene Roberts to send the vote to the LSB. That would be just the roll call vote, which I can just send
I'm sorry,
easily.
Point of privilege, Chair.
What is this?
I'm sorry, who are you speaking to?
What's this point of privilege you have?
That's better. Ask the person who has
thanks.
A cough. Ask the person who has a cough to mute. It's hard to hear you over their coughing.
Okay. Well, people mute if they're not talking. If you're coughing or if whoever has that ticking sound going on would be... Well, we're going to go anyway. All right. So the first thing is an amendment to send the vote to the LSB. Is there any objection to that?
I'm sorry. You say that again?
The motion is from you. It's an amendment to send the vote to the LSB.
That's I very expressly, repeatedly said the votes of the committee members, not
okay.
just the
They'll
LSB
be able to,
members.
No, no. I'm not gonna break out. I'm gonna send them who voted. They'll figure out who didn't. Who's who? Okay. And differentiating
that was not
like
my
that.
Motion. That was not my motion. So,
all right.
If you want to make another motion,
we have
no
more time. You either get this or you get nothing, I think, okay?
Excuse me. I brought the motion that I brought. You cannot change my motion to
your
motion.
Well, okay. All right, then. They will be able to figure this out. You're just trying. Okay, you're extending this. You're being dilatory.
Mr. Chair, I've made my motion. If you wanted to make another one, then you should have done so.
Is it you're being dilatory?
I don't know who is speaking, but you need to hush.
When you send them
you don't
the votes,
have
they're
the
going
floor.
To know who
right.
it was. You are
Stop
being
it.
Doreen Roberts.
Stop it.
You want to have it. Okay, what I have from you was sent vote to the
members.
LSB.
There
now,
LSB
if you're going to argue about that, fine.
I'm
LSB,
not arguing. I'm explaining to you since you obviously do not understand what I said.
It's a roll call vote. People will be able to know who's on the committee and who's not.
How would they know that, Arpal? How will they know
because
which LSB members? How will
they tell them?
Then put it in the motion as we pass it. So you don't have to. They don't have to interpret anything. Spell it out.
Oh,
have
okay.
people.
So how do you want
that
this?
Was my
Send
motion.
The vote to the LSB and what? Give me words.
Send the votes of the committee members, the ongoing committee members, the people who didn't show up here for the first time 20 minutes ago, but the people who've been coming and are there are 8 committee members. It's not, you know, brain surgery here.
Committee membership.
So you want me to? I will send
just
them.
It's insulting all around. It's like,
this is
like
becoming very bizarre. You.
Okay, you
I
see the person who is cussing right now during.
Okay, what I have then is send the. Committee
Paul
members
Martin,
vote
tell
to
the
LSB.
Who was just cussing to stop.
I wasn't.
I didn't hear that.
Order.
You talking
order.
And not allowing anybody to hear anything. Everybody else quiet but me right now.
Somebody
I have
the
most amendment
what are you
as,
talking about?
And if you will please let me read what I have
uh-huh.
so you don't object
so now
to it not being right
about
again.
His cussing is the problem.
Send the committee members
Yay,
vote to the LSB. Now, the thing is, that's can't do that. I got to send. If we send the vote, well, one, we're going to send the numerical vote. If you want me to send the roll call to the LSB, I will do that. I can if you want me to differentiate the committee members from all of the LSB members, some of whom showed up 20 minutes ago, some of whom showed up 30 or 40 minutes ago.
Whatever.
If you want me to do that, say it.
I did say it at least 5 times. I said send the votes of the committee members.
Only.
Okay, no, that can't happen.
I didn't use the word only. You know, how come everybody gets to
about,
speak
though.
When it's my
That's
turn?
That's
right.
all arguing about.
Send
it's
the
silly.
Committee members
vote.
To
I love
Paul Martin. Who is that man who is shouting who doesn't
I have no
have
idea what's going on, but you're
right.
you're being dilatory here.
Right.
Send the committee members vote to the LSB. How about send the roll call? Send the roll call vote. Send the roll call vote of the committee members to the LSB, but that can't work. I can't only send one set. The motion will go to the LSB showing whatever the end of the whatever the tally is. Now you want it differentiated? We can send out the roll call. Who wrote it? How? So that's what we can do. So what I have then is send the roll call of the committee. Send the roll call showing committee members and others. Okay, send the roll call showing the committee members and other voters to the LSB. Is that okay? I don't hear an objection. All right. That's what we have. The amendment would be to send the roll call showing the committee members and other voters to the LSB. Is there any objection to that? I don't hear any. It's passed without objection. All right. The main motion is that the local finance committee send the draft FY21 budget to the LSB without recommendations, and that we send the roll call showing the committee members and other voters to the LSB. Is there any objection to that?
I just want to point out that what I said...
Are you objecting?
Yes.
Either object or not. I mean, you know, are you objecting? Do you want to vote on this?
I'm objecting
no.
to sending it without recommendation.
All right. Oh. Well, then you can vote against it. Then you can vote against it. So you're objecting. So we will now have a vote on this. Okay. And we'll go to the next roll call thing here. All right. Does anybody need the motion reread?
Yes. Or can you just email it to the group?
Of course it'll be emailed. It'll be emailed later on.
No, I want to hear it before we vote. Things change.
Okay, we'll read it again. Let's see here. Oh, crap. All right. Okay, we got it. There we go. All right, 1 second while I get something set up here so we can... keep track. The motion we are voting on is the following: that the local finance committee send the draft FY21 budget to the LSB without any recommendations and send the roll call showing the committee members and other voters to the LSB. That is what we're voting on. When I call your name, please answer up. William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Noel Jameson, R. Paul Martin, yes. Matt Mazza?
Yes.
Bertold Reimers?
Abstain.
Doreen Roberts?
No.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern?
Yes.
Jack DePalma?
Yes.
Jerome Salam? Sharon Salam, I'll come back. Hazel Pinder?
No.
Don Brinkley?
Abstain.
Michael White?
Yes.
Carolyn McIntyre?
Yes.
D.D. Halleck?
Yes.
Anna Garcia? Anna Garcia? Welcome back. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Thanks.
Okay, going back to people who are missed. Noel isn't here. Sharon Salam?
No.
Sharon Salam votes no. Who else? Anna Garcia? Okay, not here, not voting. All right, I have the vote as 10-4, 3 against, 3 abstentions. So, the motion passes, and we are out of time, and so that's it for this meeting. Thanks, everybody, for showing up, but I'm sure we'll have another highly populated meeting at the next meeting, which is September 16th.
Good night.
Thank you all. Good night. This meeting is adjourned.
Night,
thank
everybody.
You, Paul.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, R. Paul. Good night.
Good night.